That's music from Critical Role, a show that takes an old game, Dungeons & Dragons, and gives it a new life. Picture eight actors gathered around a table, rolling dice and keeping a high-energy, improvised story going as their characters battle monsters and hoodwink villains.
Ford, you're up. Your friends are catching up behind you. There's a sleet storm slamming. There's guards swarming around your direction, telling you to halt. What are you doing?
We're going
to
get weird, right?
Yeah. All right.
Critical Role has now exploded into a digital media brand, and tonight it's wrapping up its second season after 2 years and over 550 hours of content. The last episode will be 7 hours long, and the creators are sure fans will eat up every minute of it. In honor of that achievement, we're revisiting a conversation we had earlier this year with two of its cast members. Marisha Ray is the creative director of the show, and she plays the human mock Bo. And she was joined by Matthew Mercer, their fearless dungeon master. Marisha and Matt are also married. And we started off our conversation with what my producer was hoping I'd say, and that is role initiative.
Thank you for having
us. Let me see. I think I have a D20 around here. Let's see. Oh, I rolled an 11 for my initiative. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Well, you guys, Critical Role has been a critical success. Did you ever expect D&D to be such a part of your professional life or to really go mainstream in such a huge way? Marisha?
Oh, man. When we first got started with this, the concept of a group of people playing Dungeons & Dragons online for several hours, often upwards of 4, sometimes 5 hours at a time, We thought there would be no way that people would be interested in spending that amount of time watching people talk around a table.
Right.
So We told ourselves that if it didn't go well, we would go back to playing our home game and didn't really lose anything. We were already enjoying the game, sitting in our living rooms for years before we decided to turn a camera on. And we were definitely pleasantly surprised.
You mentioned, Marisha, that you just couldn't imagine that people would say, oh, we want to watch someone else play for hours and hours. But we know this pandemic has been so isolating for so many people. I mean, loneliness can be so crippling and painful. A lot of people are really depressed. What has Dungeons and Dragons meant to you personally in this pandemic in terms of your connection to others?
Oh, it has been everything. I mean, we had to take about 3 months off. And when the realization started setting in that we were going to be in this for a while, that was when we began working on figuring out how we could get the game going again with safety being the utmost priority. It has been such a great help for our mental health when we can get into a room together and take 4 to 5 hours to just escape. We get to be the heroes with full agency and control and action. And that's something that people don't have right now in their real lives. So I think that that's very attractive and a very healthy thing for people to want to engage in, whether it's listening to stories that can help provide escapism or actually participating in their own home games and taking part in kind of gaining that agency back into your life.
The thing about Dungeons & Dragons is that it also is all in your head. I mean, it's all your imagination, basically. How would you recommend that someone listening to this who wants to get started, possibly exploring ruins and casting spells of their own, how they can start playing D&D, especially if they don't already have a formed group?
If you have never played before and you're looking for a place to start, honestly, part of the reason that I wanted to start streaming our game was because explaining to people how you play D&D, how you play a role-playing game, is a very challenging conversation if they have no experience or keystone of reference. It was easier to just kind of show it and to put it online and have it be something that people could point to. And so many other wonderful people have done the same thing and have their shows. There's so many great examples out there to show somebody kind of how the game can work. And then kind of just finding some friends of yours that are like-minded and even willing to try. Some of our players had never played before, and they just kind of dove in on a lark to see if it was going to be silly, expecting it to be a one-off thing. And then when we, you know, found that little glimmer of joy in their eyes when they had their first experience. It hasn't stopped since.
Mm-hmm. This is all sort of a wonderful surprise to the pandemic, just the popularity of what you do. You see it going on beyond this, you know, once we're able to get back in the real world, do you think that Dungeons and Dragons is going to sort of have a renaissance of even younger people and other people who may not have been a part of the world now coming into this world?
Rishi, you
absolutely.
Start.
I think we've already seen this steady incline and this resurgence of tabletop games and board games alike. And I don't see that going anywhere anytime soon. And so much of that, I feel, can be attributed to how noisy and disconnected we can be from people in our day-to-day lives. Mm. The irony of social media is that you're often not getting that face-to-face interaction that we as human beings crave. And mm-hmm. you really can't top or beat everybody sitting around a table telling stories. And for me, so much of that harkens all the way back to when we were all cavemen, or back in, you know, ancient Greece, when these stories were all oratory. And in a strange way, I see so much of a similarity to that in what tabletop RPGs can provide. And even more so in these stories, you're telling them together with you as the hero, as the focal point, instead of hearing this story about, you know, Homer or Odysseus or Hercules. You are Odysseus in these stories.
To Marcia's points as well, this pandemic has brought people together through role-playing games. And once the pandemic comes to an end, I think that this experience will just even further solidify when people can get together in person again, those that can. And role-playing games aren't like other media in the fact that you just consume a story, you watch a television series, you watch a movie, which, don't get me wrong, I love that a lot too. I am a huge pop culture nerd. But what role-playing games really are is it's a tool set and permission for anybody to create their own stories. And there aren't a lot of forms of media out there that are that invitation. You yourselves can create these sweeping stories, and they're for you. They're for nobody else unless you want to open that way. They are personal, and they are owned by all of you at that table, and you are in control, and it's beautiful.
Matthew, I mean, what an enticing invitation, permission to create your own story. Okay, my last question for you, and I'm going to tell you both of you, this comes from my producer, Alex Turk, because he is a big D&D person, but you two are headed on a forest path when an owlbear blocks your way. You both have a sword and a shield. What do you do? I'll start with you, Marisha. You go first.
I believe I would take my sword, start beating it against the shield to hopefully distract or maybe intimidate the owlbear, and then quickly dart to the side to try and hide.
That sounds like a good plan. What about you, Matthew?
Noticing Marisha, who would be the frontline fighter of this group, darting into the wilderness, I would immediately yelp and then give chase after her. But my primary focus would be to try and ascertain why it's being aggressive. Is like I would try and perceive through the shadows of this forest if perhaps it had any young it was protecting, and to glance around me to see if there was some sort of offering I could make to quell this aggressive interaction before it leads to any violence.
Matthew Mercer and Marisha Ray of the popular Dungeons and Dragons podcast Critical Role, thank you both so much.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much. This was so fun.
That was Matthew Mercer and Marisha Ray of the popular Dungeons & Dragons podcast and digital media brand, Critical Role.